We're back on News Radio KMAN in Focus. Jason Smith joining us here, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. We're going to dive into some legislative matters here going on at the state level, one of those being dark store theory. And I remember when we've spoken before here, you mentioned from the Manhattan Chamber stance, you want something that's fair.
Yeah, I think so the last time we talked, we hadn't seen the bill yet, and mm-hmm. so we couldn't comment on that. We have since read the bill, and because of Tom Phillips has authored the bill, and the county, city, and school district all supported it, and we obviously support those entities, and our board opted to write a letter to support that bill as well. And that bill just delves into, and it's, and I, you know, as we delved a lot into the specifics of it, we heard a lot of details, and basically what we figured out is no one really knows exactly how all that works, and so you rely on the experts. So to try to sit here and describe what exactly the bill does would be foolish on my part. But the language was that when there's some situations where some of the larger retailers are asking for their facilities to be reassessed based on a hypothetical lease. And so the language of the new legislation asks that hypothetical leases not be considered as part of the appraisals that are used for taxation purposes. And we've heard both sides about whether it fixes it or not. We're going to rely on the experts and hope that it does. I think the thing that we were a little concerned about is if you lower the taxes for one set of businesses, are you shifting those taxes to another set of businesses? And you know, right now our small businesses are challenged enough with the property tax rates and other things that they face on a daily basis. Just the idea that somehow something else might get shifted to that is, I think, would be a real challenge. We're not sure if the bill is going to advance. If it doesn't, I mean, we think this really needs a lot more study. There's way too much at stake in this. If the impact of this were to filter over into other areas of the property in a community, it could really impact all of our property tax bodies and could end up having a negative effect on other businesses or individuals. And so we are going to encourage chambers, cities, counties across the state to hopefully delve into this issue and maybe figure out what an equitable solution is. So, you know, I think the other thing that came out of this and you know, based on the conversation we had here last month, there's a tendency sometimes to confuse local chambers with state chambers or U.S. chambers. And I've been in chamber business now for 20 to 25 years, and you know, we'll get calls wherever we've been, and they're mad about something maybe the U.S. chamber has done. And certainly in Kansas, I think the Kansas chamber has been at the forefront of a lot of initiatives that have been, you know, controversial to some degree with people in town. The Manhattan Chamber is a standalone body that is funded, that is made up of our members who primarily are local businesses, are businesses that do business in the Manhattan region. We do not have a direct affiliation with the Kansas Chamber or the U.S. Chamber in terms of they do not have we don't have any authority over them or they over us. We are members of the U.S. Chamber primarily because there's a lot of professional development benefits. They run the U.S. Chamber Institute, which a lot of our employees go through, and it's considered to be the best professional development organization for chamber executives. And so we get a lot of benefits from that. Our board a number of years ago declined to be part of the Kansas Chamber. I know those folks, and we do have members that cross over into both. And so we don't have any animosity or anything towards the Kansas Chamber, but they do have different goals in some areas that we do. And so I would encourage people when you hear the chamber is for or the chamber is against, particularly if it's not a local issue, make sure you understand which chamber, because we all have different agendas and we all have different priorities and we all have different strategies. And so we are for helping Manhattan grow and prosper. And at the end of the day, whatever local or national or state that will help Manhattan prosper and help our residents prosper and help our businesses prosper. We are going to take that up as an initiative. And if it agrees with the state chamber and U.S. chamber, great. If it doesn't, well, that's we're for Manhattan. So I think it's just important for everybody to understand that, because it does get a little confusing. And I'll sit in a meeting and sometimes somebody will say, well, the chamber is against something. And I say, oh, wait a minute. That's not us. That's the state chamber. Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you told me. So hopefully we can get that word out. But in this particular instance, in fact, I don't even know where the state chamber is on this particular bill. I haven't heard them say, but we are going to write a letter in support of Representative Phillips' bill. And we had our legislative coffee last Saturday, and he touched on it briefly, and he even indicated he wasn't sure exactly what the future of that was and if it would get out of committee. But we think it's important to understand that there is a challenge here, and maybe come up with a collective way to deal with that challenge. And so we're going to, even if the bill doesn't go through, we're going to continue to figure out what exactly it is we need to do to address it, because it could be a huge problem.
Yeah. And this is not just something that's only a Manhattan problem. This is a problem all over the country, really.
It is. There's multiple states where it actually started way before it started in Kansas. As I did research, I saw that a lot of this was going on in Wisconsin and Michigan and Texas. I think where it started here, and that's where some of the challenge lies, was in Johnson County. And as I did my research and looked at how some of the appraisals were done on big box, I think there's an argument, and I think even our local folks would say that potentially there was an abusive appraisal system maybe in that process. And so, again, I think it's one of those things that really needs further consideration and research and studying, and make sure that what we're doing does not have unintended consequences and what on either side. And I think it's important that whatever we do, we cannot continue to put more burden on the back of small business. And so we just have to be real careful about how we do that.
Yeah. The flip side of that is you don't want to discourage businesses from coming here. There's tax incentives to bring them in here, but
not typically for retailers, and that's who we're talking about. But we do have a system, and it's the first state I've been in that's like this, where there is a significant difference in how we assess commercial versus residential, and it's a sizable difference. So we do have we are reliant in Kansas on commercial property taxes, and so that's why it's even more important, because we've assessed commercial property significantly higher than we've assessed residential property, which isn't always the case in other states. And so I think it is important, again, that has to be part of this conversation as well, is how do we continue to be a place where people want to invest to create jobs. And and so I think those are issues that all are at the forefront of our agenda. And as we talk about some of the other things in our state legislation, we think it's important that we continue to be competitive for jobs and quality jobs and high-paying jobs.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Jason Smith after this on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.